Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. With this week's warm weather and Valentine's Day coming up, it is really the time for a picnic in the meadow. So pack your lunch and get some tickets at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. And please keep in mind that the CDC recommends you wear your mask in public if you're not yet fully vaccinated. Springtime is coming to the garden, and if you just look at the entryway as you come into the garden drive from Crenshaw, you'll see one of the all-time harbingers of spring in glorious bright yellow patches of lovely daffodils blooming in the sunshine as you turn into the driveway. There are other patches of daffodils throughout the garden already this season. Inside the garden, if you take a turn through the butterfly garden just outside the Soar Pavilion, you can see some beautiful examples of butterfly attractors. And the great thing is, since this is so early in the season, you still have time to plant some in your garden if you see some you love. There are golden calendula, rose and fern leaf yarrow, early pincushion flowers, incredible midnight beard's tongue, also known as penstemon, snapdragons, monkey flower, and lovely drooping heliotrope bush. The heliotrope is a lovely plant with charming clusters of tiny soft lavender flowers with a truly haunting scent that many think is reminiscent of cherry pie. There is another lovely example of the heliotrope in the Garden of the Senses. Leaving the butterfly garden and heading into the staghorn fern collection, you'll walk under the yellow angel trumpets that are blooming and that also have a tantalizing scent. If you look over to your left, there's a dark orange aloe sending up flower spikes, and as you walk into the sunny seating area, there are some striking dark blue salvia plants. These beautiful perennials are a California native plant, drought tolerant and very attractive to many of the garden pollinators. Also blooming in the staghorn fern collection garden is the Japanese cherry tree. There are more Japanese cherry trees blooming in the amphitheater meadow. And then if you make your way around the garden to Sakura Meadow, there are more Japanese cherry blossom trees blooming there. These trees inspire festivals around the world and are symbolic of the precious cycle of life. If you're heading to Sakura Meadow, walk through the Garden of the Senses to see the heliotrope. It is a tangle under the pineapple guava tree, and if you face the heliotrope, you're treated to the haunting scent of it. But if you turn around and take a step toward the double white miniature daffodil in the opposite planter, you'll get a completely different scent that has a bit of vanilla undertone to it. Heading out of the Garden of the Senses, take Tram Road, and on the right, just before Banyan Grove, is a hot yellow blooming tree, an Acacia longifolia, also called goldenrods or golden wattle. It is an eye-catching tree. After wandering down to Sakura Meadow to see the cherry trees, take Alpine Lane back towards the dry lake bed, and just at the intersection where Juniper Trail hits, go down the hill to the right and you'll see some really lovely Japanese quince bushes that are blooming. These sweet blooms come on old wood and before the plant leafs out for the season. But the quince fruit is really not tasty to eat raw. It can be used for jams and jellies. If you continue along the trail around the dry lake bed, you can see another clump of the double white miniature daffodils in the garden border around the memorial meadow near the calla lilies. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.